Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our growing, growing listening audience out there, the 40,400-plus listeners that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. We really thank you for your support. This truly is listener-supported radio, and we really thank you for tuning in. Those that catch the show live in the morning and those that catch it in the archives, we just really thank everyone for coming here and, you know, getting some inspiration and continuing to come back, and we just really thank you. And again, if you have something you'd like to share with us, you know, just send us a text to 252-406-0774. 252-406-0774. And a lot of times people say, well, why are you always sending you text as opposed to an email? I respond to text, it's faster. Plus, when you send a text, you'll send it out quicker. And it comes instantly. Email, you know, hey, when I check email, you know, it's there. But I've gotten into the habit now, and I'm more into texting than emailing. I do emails for corporate kind of things and, you know, attachments and stuff like that that I need to send to somebody. But really, texting is the quick and fast way to communicate and connect with people. Again, as you know, we did a program on here about everybody communicates but few connects. That's one of the things you really want to learn in terms of business, how to connect with people, you know. And I just want to thank those people that have been connecting with us through text messages. And, you know, from that, you know, hey, some people joined and hooked up with us to learn how to do taxes. People have joined and hooked up with us, came on board with YTV. Some people have joined and hooked up with us and decided they wanted, you know, to get some coaching. So, you know, that text thing, it works. And I would advise other people that's in business for yourself is to get more into using the text technology than email technology, because when somebody texts you and you get it and you can respond right back, it's like instant quick. Quick making decisions, and that's what you got to be able to do. You got to make, as a business person, you got to make quick decisions. Well, you know, hey, again, today we're doing winning business and doing part two of that. And part two of that, we're going to talk about, you know, making winning a habit and how all winners develop and actively think about positive self-image. What is your self-image? Winners act like winners, imagine with pictures, feelings, and words and roles that they want to play. They give themselves a preview of coming attractions. What you see is what you get. Who you feel is who you are. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. Very powerful. So, you know, winning has a lot to do with that positive self-image. That positive self-image and the habits that we have. If you develop habits of winning, you will make winning a habit. You know, this, you know, and I know you said, well, you know, that's a lot of words just put together, but no, it's very, very important, is that making winning a habit. And when you develop habits of winning, you will make winning a habit. So, you know, you got to develop the habit first. Habits, you know, easy to develop, hard to break. Now, what do you mean by that? Most of us, unless you were born into an entrepreneur family and someone schooled you on becoming an entrepreneur, then you, like me, it's been a journey. You know, the entrepreneur in my family, which was my great-grandmother, well, one of the entrepreneurs, let me back up a second. One of the entrepreneurs in my family was my great-grandmother. She passed, transitioned, when I was born, the year I was born, 1952, so I never got a chance to sit at her feet and listen to the wisdom that she had as far as being an entrepreneur, owning property, and renting out property to people. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, was an entrepreneur, did have a chance to sit, you know, with her and learn a lot from her. She basically raised my mother and my uncles and my aunts from selling suppers, or some people say dinners or plates of food. She never had a job, but basically cooked. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, and instinctively in terms of my DNA, I must have picked up certain things from her because, you know, I'm a chef, do a lot of cooking. But she sold food, and my aunts and my uncles and my mom, their responsibility was to go out, take people their orders. And, you know, so I did have someone in my family that I was able to learn certain business things from. You know, she... Basically, my grandmother never went to formal school, but basically knew accounting. So she talked to me about accounts receivable, accounts payable, how to get things that you need for your business, who to give credit to, who not to give credit to, all the kind of things that you would learn, you know, if you go to college or go to a business school. You know, my grandmother did have that wisdom, and I'm so thankful that she was able to share that with me during her time that she was here on this earth. And so some of us, we get those experiences, and some of us don't. You know, I know some people will say, well, your grandmother, she sold suppers. You know that. No real big business kind of skill. But she was able to raise a family from what she was able to do. And that's what business is about, you know, developing the means to take care of yourself while you're here on this earth. So thus, she never had, you know, no Social Security to get when she got a certain age because she never worked nowhere. No pension to draw, she never worked nowhere. The only thing my grandmama didn't do was, you know, hey, she didn't know about investing and stuff like that. So when she was earning her money selling suppers, if she had, you know, known about investing or someone had enlightened her about that, I mean, during her day, you know, a lot of African-Americans did not trust people when it came to certain issues. I hear stories about my great-grandmother, my paternal great-grandmother, my father's grandmother, and how my father told me that when the Depression came and stuff, and my great-grandmother lost a lot of money in the banks, is that she never put money in the bank no more. She put money in jars and buried them in the yard. And the backyard was treasure map. And she knew what jar was where and whatever, and times would tell my father or my aunt what jar to go dig up to get money out to pay a bill. But she didn't believe in banks. And she buried, he said, you know, I said, why did she keep the money in the house? She said she buried it in the yard in case the house caught on fire or something, or something would happen that the money wouldn't get burnt up. So put it in a glass jar and bury it in the yard. That way, no matter what happened, even if there's a flood, it's in a glass jar with a, you know, with a lid on it tight, and you know, so there's nothing going to happen, you know, to the money. Ants can't get in and eat it up, stuff like that. But that's where she stored her money at. So we all have, you know, habits that we develop in terms of winning. And, you know, it's important that as we develop these habits that we understand what habits you're going to have for winning. Remember, life is nothing more than a sum total of many successful years. A successful year is nothing more than a sum total of many successful months. A successful month is nothing more than a sum total of many successful weeks. A successful week is nothing more than a sum total of many successful days. That's why practicing successful habits day in and day out is the most certain way to win over the long term. What are your habits? What are your habits? You know, I have a habit that I have, and, you know, sometimes, you know, it annoys certain people simply because my habit is early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. I heard that a long time ago when I was a child. So I don't know where that comes from. Person said it comes from Ben Franklin. But it's, you know, and so, you know, that's very, very important in terms of understanding. But that's the philosophy that I live by. Early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. So I start my day early, and like I say, some people, they start their day late. And so since I start my day early, it's like that Army commercial. I get more done before 9 o'clock in the morning than most people get done all day. Around 12, 1 o'clock, I start tapering off. I'm into another mode for the day. I do my best work early in the morning. By evening time, I'm processing how the day went, enjoying my dinner, talk and share with my wife. Then around 9 o'clock, I'm about ready to call it quits, even though sometimes I have some calls I need to do and whatever, and I'll do those. But by 10:30, you can bet on this. By 10:30, I'm laying in bed. By 11 o'clock, I really want to be asleep. I really want to be asleep by 10 o'clock, to be honest with you, because I'm usually up by 5. And so, you know, you have to develop what habits do you have to help you get where you want to get. And again, remember, you know, what you see is what you get. And it's so important that you understand that. In terms of, you know, your coming attractions. What is it that you see in your life? I got two poems that I want to share this morning. One comes from The Psychology of Winning on page 97. This book's by Dennis Wheatley. He talks about a grammar school girl described the process which shapes the self-image perhaps as clearly as any psychologist could in her simple poem fashion. My Shadow, My Shadow. And her poem is called My Robot. My Robot. I have a little robot that goes around with me. I tell it what I'm thinking. I tell it what I see. I tell my little robot all my hopes and fears. It listens and remembers all my joys and tears. At first, my little robot followed my command, but after years of training, it's gotten out of hand. It doesn't care what's right or wrong or what is false or true. No matter what I try to do, it tells me what to do. That's the same as a habit. Very, very powerful. You are a slave to your subconscious robot, which houses all of your important self-image. If you try to make a change in yourself at the conscious, the judge level, by using willpower to change, usually only be temporary. See, because we are what we do. And once you develop certain habits, it takes time to break them. That's why people that go on diets, if they don't get through the first month of being consistent, it won't happen. Usually by the second week, they back to what they was doing. Why? Because their little robot has gotten out of hand. It doesn't care what's right or wrong, or what is false or true. No matter what I try, now it tells me what to do. See, so, and that's why it's so important to learn how to break those habits that we are faced with, and how to break them. How to break them, you know. And so, you know, we want to be able to deal with that and look at the process of developing new habits. New habits. And when we develop new habits, they will take us to higher places. Higher places. Higher, higher, higher places. So, you know, it's important to deal with that. I've got another point that I want to share with you this morning. It's called I'm a Habit. I'm your constant companion. I'm your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I'm completely at your command. Ask the things you do, you just might as well turn them over to me, and I will be able to do them quickly and correctly. I'm easily managed. You must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I'm the servant of all great people, and voila, of all failures as well. Those who are great, I have made them great. Those who are failures, I have made them failures. I'm not a machine, though I work with all the precision of a machine, plus the intelligence of a human. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes me no difference. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am a habit. So habits are very, very important in terms of, you know, the things that we need to do. So, you know, Brian Tracy says, from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to sleep at night, your habits are largely controlled. The words you say, the things you do, and always you react in response. So what do you need to do to be, you know, moving the way that you want? First of all, you have to be passionate. You have passion in what you do. That's the only true way to win and be successful. How passionate are you about what you do? Or do you just, I feel like doing it today. Nah, I don't feel like doing it today. I'm going to make that call. No, I don't feel like cool. I'm going to follow up with that person. No, I don't feel like following up with that person. See, how passionate are you? And even though I told you, you know, ideally my ideal bedtime is 10 o'clock at night, sometimes I have to go beyond that. You know, not that often, but sometimes I do, you know. I talk to people sometimes in different time zones. Right now I have a person that I'm talking to that's in a time zone that's like 5 hours different. And so, you know, that means that sometimes, you know, I'm on the phone at a time that is not my normal talking time. But I'm passionate about what I do. And so I don't. You got to reach me at this time and that time and this time only. If you don't reach me at that time, bump it. I can't talk to you. No. I'm passionate about what I do. So, you know, so you make exceptions. But the main thing is having a habit pattern, a habit pattern. See, and when you have a habit pattern, then you will be able to move the way you want. See, you know, and it's just so, so important in terms of that passion and your habit patterns. Now, again, we go to the thing about self-image. Self-image is the fundamental key to understanding human behavior. If you change the self-image, you change the personality in the behavior. So, you know, individuals behave not in accordance with reality, but in accordance with their perception of reality. And how an individual feels about himself or herself is everything. For all that he or she ever does or aspires to do will be predicated on that all-important concept, which is the self-image. So what is your self-image? Do you see yourself winning? Do you see yourself obtaining the goals that you set for yourself? Do you see yourself moving, you know, in preparation to get what you want? Preparation is so important. You know, Paul McCartney, the Beatles, said, we always wrote a song a day. Whatever happened, we always wrote a song a day. I think we eventually got so strong was we wrote so much through our formative period. In other words, you know, practice doing something over and over and over and over again. You know, the great basketball coach John Wooden made reps the foundation of his training. He said, I created 8 laws of learning: explanation, demonstration, imitation, repetition, 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 and repetition. See, doing something over and over again until it becomes ingrained in your psyche, and it also will become ingrained into your behavior. See? And so you want to be able to do that. And, you know, some of the other aspects of dealing with this process is as you prepare, you know, preparation for the things that help you win and separation from the things that hurt your chances to win. See, preparation, what is the vision you have for you and your company? You know, and you need to be able to draw out what it looks like when you achieved it. A vision. As a company and a person, how should you prepare yourself to reach your vision? What do you lack and where do you need more practice and preparation? What habits need to be formed? Based on these answers, how should each individual prepare for their needed performance? Keep each person's strengths in mind, starting with yourself. What changes from how it is today, and how can you make those needs into habits? See, so as you deal with your preparation, and all of that, is there's some changes you're going to have to make. You need to maybe make those changes. The next is, as you do with preparation, the other aspect you said is separation. This is hard for some people, you know, because Mark Yarnell talks so clearly about this, because the biggest separation most of us have to make is usually from negative family members or loved ones. And though you can if you want. I mean, it's kind of hard to just totally exclude them from your life. But what you have to do is draw boundaries. So, you know, me and my wife, we love our family members. You know, my wife has four brothers and a sister. I have 3 sisters. I have cousins. I have nieces. I have nephews. Wife has, you know, same nieces, nephews, you know, and we got our grandsons. And out of all the people I'm closest to is one of my grandsons. And then Russ, you know, I have a relationship with them. Even with my parents, I love them dearly. But I've drawn boundaries because I have to deal with when and how I communicate with them, because they're not in the same world that I'm. And my grandson, you hear him, he introduces this show. He's supportive to what I do. He understands what I do. He's captured the vision. He believes in the vision. I have other family members who do not believe in the vision. They haven't captured the vision, could care less about the vision, don't even really want to hear anything about it. You know, as far as they're concerned, when are you going to get a job? Like, what I do is not work. And so I have to separate myself from them, and it's painful at times. And so I don't know, you know, what your situation is, those of you out there listening, with your family members and loved ones, you know, and it does not mean I do not love my family members. I care about them, but there's a degree of separation. I draw boundaries so that their negative, their NMA, their negative mental attitude, does not impact what I need to do to win in business. Because if I listen to them, I would never be doing what I'm doing. Because they're good now in telling you how to work a job, how to apply for a job, how to put your application together. That's good. For the job seekers in the family, I would tell them, you know, definitely get with my mom and my dad. They can tell you how to go about applying for a job. As far as it comes to business, investments, and other stuff, no, that's not their forte. Matter of fact, they don't believe in it. So, unfortunately, that's sad. But I mean, but that's where they're at. So you have to understand, as you deal with people, you know, what you have to do, who you need to separate yourself from, and then also what you need to do to prepare to win. You know, you need to have people that you can share things with, what we call accountability part, someone that can help you stay focused, move forward, and be accountable in your business endeavors. Now, that's so, so key and important, because without an accountability partner, you know, it's hard in this world called business and entrepreneurship. So, and a coach. And again, you know, we offer coaching, and if you're interested in our coaching program, again, send us a text 252-406-0774. And even if you don't sign up for our coaching program, I'm just going to tell you this point blank, period. You want to win in business, you got to invest in yourself. You need a coach. You know, and you need to find someone that can help coach you along the way. You know, I do coaching, and I also have two coaches that I deal with to help me stay on the path that I want to go. You cannot win in this business without a coach. If that was the case, then, you know, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Bosh, and I'm for the Miami, they could just go out and just play. Don't need nobody to coach. They can just go do their thing. Everybody needs a coach. The Los Angeles Lakers, you know, some people wanted to see Phil come back, you know, the Zen master, you know. But they didn't get him back. They couldn't come out, couldn't work out terms. But they didn't say, well, our team is talented enough. Bump getting the coach. Kobe, y'all just go out there and play, man. You know, they know they won't win no championship like that. They need a coach, someone that guides and directs you, helps you harness your talent. You need a coach. If you don't get anything else out of what I say this morning in terms of winning in business, make sure you sign up for somebody's coaching program. Hey, yeah, preferably from a business point of view, I'd like you to sign up for mine. But the bottom line is whether you sign up for the coaching program that I offer or not, and I'll come to the office, is that you need a coach. Without a coach, I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to reach the heights that you want to reach in business. I listened to a Les Brown piece the other day. You know, and Les has made, he said he's made over $23 million. He said, but he spent over $600,000. On coaching and training. He said if he hadn't did that, he said he does not see how he would have made the money that he made. Every successful person, they will tell you they have a coach. When are you going to sign up for one? You want to win in business? You want to know why you're not winning? Probably because you don't have a coach. See, you're just doing your thing the way you want to do your thing. I'm just going to tell you again, and I'm closing out at this point. Without a coach, you're not going to win. You're not going to get to where you want to get to. So, hey, this has been Baba Jahi with part two of Winning in Business. And, you know, God willing, the creek don't rise, as my grandmother would say. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with part three of Winning in Business. And remember, preparation, prepare yourself, separation. Separate yourself from the things that are stopping you from winning. And more than anything else, make sure you get a coach to help you with your business. So until next time, take care. God bless. Love you. And we want to thank those 40,400 plus listeners that have been tuning in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure if you have a question, a comment, or something you'd like to share, send us a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And until tomorrow, take care. And, hey, thank you for your support.